Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, the burdens you carry are real. The doubts that whisper in your ear, they do hold a grain of truth. Things are difficult, but remember, the difficulty you are facing does not signify the absence of my favor. You walk a path with obstacles, but it is a path that I've set before you. There will be moments when the way seems unclear, when the strength to take that next step ahead of you feels scarce. Hold fast to this truth. I am with you. My presence is not a fleeting feeling, but a constant reality. You are never alone. The discouragement you feel, it's a tool, a sandpaper that smooths away the rough edges and refines your focus. It may feel unpleasant, but it shapes you for the purpose of my design. Don't resist the refining fire. Embrace it. It burns away impurities, revealing the truth of the strength and resilience that's on the inside of you. There have been many victories, moments when you felt the light breaking through the clouds. Don't lose sight of those. They are proof of your capability, a testament to the grace that flows through you. Let those memories be a wellspring of hope and a reminder of things that you can overcome. The road ahead may hold unexpected turns and challenges that you haven't foreseen, but I have. My vision reaches far beyond the horizon that you see. Trust that even in the unknown, I am guiding you. I'm equipping you with the necessary tools, the wisdom gleaned from past experiences, the strength you've built facing past difficulties, and the discernment to navigate what's ahead of you. There will be times when you stumble, when the weight of the world seems too heavy to bear. Let those moments go. Release the burden, for it is not yours alone to carry. I am here. Talk to me. I am ready to catch you, to offer the support you need to rise again. Your struggles do not define you. You are defined by how you rise above them. Every challenge overcome, every tear dried, every fear confronted is a victory. It strengthens your resolve, deepens your faith, and brings you closer to the person I created you to be. Seek me in the quiet moments. Let my peace wash over you. Let my strength fill you. Look for the signs of my presence, the sun bursting through the crowd. Through the clouds, the kindness of a stranger, the unexpected answer to a whispered prayer. These are the affirmations of my love, reminders that I'm with you always. Go forth now and walk with your head held high, for you a child of the Most High. My love surrounds you. My power protects you. You are never alone. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.